Hello, today is February 2nd, 2018. This is Mac O'Brien with Aster Investment Management. And with me is Brian Novak, Senior Managing Director at Aster Investment Management and Portfolio Manager. Brian, some very interesting information out the past couple days on wages, employment, inflation, interest rates. Dive into that for us real quick.
Morning, Mac. Yeah, interesting to say the least. So job numbers came out this morning, strong 200K, revisions were good. The interesting number was average hourly earnings were up 2.9% year over year. That's the strongest level of post-recession, and that's something we're keeping an eye on.
Wow. So what does it lead us to?
So you combine that with a couple different things that are going on. We've seen, dare we say, a mini taper tantrum in the 10-year the last few weeks. That's pushed rates up at about 285, which puts us 80 basis points higher than we were in the lows in September. Rates and inflation have been confounding the Fed for the last year or so. We've contended that if the labor market stayed steady where it is and the economy continued to be stable and growing, that we would start to see this wage pressure coming, and we're starting to see signs of it now.
Wow. Additional data points.
Yeah, the National Federation of Independent Businesses came out yesterday. These are pretty surprising. 24% said they plan to give out raises. That's the highest reading since December 1989. 31% have already done so. That's the highest in 17 years.
All right, so let's go over those two stats again. The first one is 24% of companies plan to give raises.
Of small businesses are planning to give raises out to new hires and to current employees now.
That's the highest number since when?
Since December of 1989.
Wow. And then the second part of that was 31% of the 24%?
No, 31% have already done so. So the wow. ones that have, the, not the ones that are planning to, the ones that have already done so. And the biggest concern for these companies right now is the lack of qualified labor out there. And that's starting to put pressure on earnings.
So you just said that inflation has kind of been a conundrum for the Fed. All this speaks to higher inflation.
It's starting to show in the 10-year responding so far this year. We've seen interest rates on the 10-year side go from almost 2 to about 285 this morning. So we're starting to see this start to push up. Concerns about the flattening yield curve, we're starting to see that go the other way.
All right, so at Aster, we have the Aster Economic Index, which is a current reading of the health of the U.S. economy. And right now the reading is that the economy is very healthy. We look for cracks in the economy. We haven't seen any. So inflation's kind of a double-edged sword, right? We're looking for inflation over the past several years. It didn't make sense that we didn't see inflation. But at the same time, inflation sometimes corresponds with pressure on equity prices.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing you got to watch for there is unexpected versus expected. Everybody, including the Fed, has been talking to pretty subdued inflation. We're starting to see that pick up, and I don't think people were prepared for that, frankly. So that's what you have to be concerned about. The equity market's responding, as it should, to a little bit of a spike in those. But at the end of the day, the economy is strong, and labor market is solid, and that all contends to not being overly concerned for this being the demise of the bull market or the economy.
All right, so the bit of data that came out the past couple of days all really points towards higher wages, right?
Higher wages, better employment. And I think the punchline here is that managing this on the income side of a portfolio is what needs to be the focus right now. The economy is doing well, but you need to be concerned of how you're positioned in your income portfolio.
So let's break this apart. First, let's talk about investing in equities. Not giving any recommendations, but generally speaking, these numbers, they're not a red herring. They're not a canary in the coal mine. This is signs of a healthy economy, which we've been talking about at Aster for quite some time.
Yeah, I think that's right, Mac. We want to see inflation. We want to see things start to pick up. That's been the missing link here. The economy is doing well globally, so we're starting to see that move through. The market is responding as it responds right now, but for the medium to long term, things still look pretty solid, and that supports equities.
All right, so that supports equities. Let's talk about fixed income.
Yeah, fixed income's the other side of things, right? So we've been looking at this from a couple of different angles. Credit spreads are tight. They'll start to move out. Credit's high yield, still in a good position because the economy's doing well. But duration exposure is really where you got to be careful. We're starting to see that push through right now, and portfolios should be positioned to at least diversify away from that, but at best manage the opportunities and avoid those risks.
Great. So, and to highlight several different investment strategies at Aster, Aster has an active income strategy, which focuses on income, really the fixed income side of the market. It's available in a UMA and a separately managed account. The Dynamic Allocation Fund is an all-asset, balanced portfolio that allocates risk across equity and fixed income based on the health of the U.S. economy. Our U.S. sector strategy is both a mutual fund and managed account and a UMA, and that is a U.S. equity, sector equity-based product, again, allocating between equity and cash based on the health of the U.S. economy, as well as a global macro strategy. So, Brian, thanks a lot. Any other comments before we wrap it up?
No, I think the takeaway here is interest rates are moving in a way that people weren't expecting to, and I think that's the rub here. So keep an eye on your position in your portfolio. Manage risks to the duration side, and that's what we're focused on here at Asser, and we can help you with your portfolio and risk management needs.
Great. If you have any questions, you can go to www.asterim.com. That's www.asterim.com. If you're looking for the latest reading of the Asser Economic Index or any of the various economic data points that we watch, you can go to the asterim.com/charts. A couple disclosures. All information discussed is for informational purposes only and not for trading or investing purposes. This is not a solicitation to offer investment advice or services in any state where to do so would be unlawful. All opinions expressed are as of date of publication, February 2nd, 2018, in this case, and subject to change. Asser and its affiliates are not liable for the accuracy, usefulness, or availability of any such information or liable for any trading or investment based on such information. The Asser Economic Index is a proprietary index created by Asser Investment Management. It represents an aggregation of various economic data points and is designed to track the varying levels of growth within the U.S. economy by analyzing current trends against historical data. The Asser Economic Index is not an investable product and should not be used as a sole determining factor for your investment decisions.